Hello friends, we are studying this subject of consumer buyer behavior. We are on chapter 1. Chapter 1 is all about consumer behavior. We are trying to understand nature and scope. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this journey. So let's have the learning objective being very set clearly for us. There are numerous objectives are in front of you. We start with understanding what is consumer behavior in the first place, move on to understand the nature and classification of different consumer behaviors. We get into understanding the importance of it, then the forces that drive the change, application of consumer behavior and the principle related to that. Online environment is changing things very differently. So some aspect of that, as well as an overview of the consumer behavior seen in India. So that being the objective. So first thing is to understand briefly the subject of consumer buyer behavior. It's an interdisciplinary science, as they say, wherein it tries to investigate the decision-making activity of consumers. So it is consisting of the psychological aspects, physiological aspects, etc., behavioral aspects and all. Represents the behavioral context. So that is what I was trying to tell you. Behavioral context in which the consumer operates. So consumer operates on to searching things. He purchases things in a basis of certain aspects that plays in his mind. He may be evaluating, but evaluation is from his eyes only. Okay, he looks at from his point of view. So that also we need to understand. Disposal of the product. Today, disposal of electronic items and all non-biodegradable items are making a lot of impact on the environment, and consumers are getting conscious of it. Actions that a purchaser, person takes while taking his purchase decision. And not only that, even post-purchase behavior is today influencing masses decision about you, because this customer is going to talk to the 10 other people about his post-purchase experience. So just to throw at you, let's look at this example. There are types of soaps, available. Janta soap, which you can say the entry level soap or a premium soap. There are purpose oriented, antiseptic, transparent for the kids, etc. Look at the brands that the basket is available to you, light from Lux, Rexona to Synthol to Pears, etc. Now, can you think of the way that consumer must be deciding? So a consumer has a question like which soap to buy, which type and the brand is right for me. From where do I get this? So is it a chemist, general shop, Kirana, or a retail, or he goes to the mall for buying a soap? Those are the aspects. The frequency, at what interval or a frequency that he buys this soap, for the house, for himself, or as the case may be. So weekly, fortnightly, monthly, what is it, that is what, or quarter stock is purchased together, etc. The frequency, whether it is he uses it daily, whether he uses it several times in a day or twice a day or as the case may be. Now look at it, in such a simple thing, there are so many questions open. So this is where the consumer buyer behavior comes in. It plays, the role to help you understand both the buyer as well as the his mental state of mind, which helps him to decide whether to buy, not to buy, use, not to use. There are many products which I don't use. My mind is telling me not to use alcohol, say for example, is one reason. There are so many varieties have come in last 3 decades, right from college days, people have been trying to influence me, but I have not drunk. So it's okay. And it's like, in the sense, there is a reason why my mind is not allowing me to. So that's a behavioral thing. One need to understand that. Study looks into the way individuals therefore decide. So first aspect of a consumer behavior is the way individual decides. Individual decides based on the resource available. Resource is not only the money. It is money, time and energy that he has to spend in decision making. Vis-a-vis the importance of the item. So laptop is very important. Buying a salt in the house, I may not even know today which brand my wife is using. So see the difference. So my involvement in that is very low. So this is the important slide for the marketeer. Marketeer must get an answer for any product. This may be the soap only, but any product, these 7 questions need to be answered by marketeers. He must know all these aspects, right from starting from what kind of consumers buy it, or what product do they prefer, paste or the gel, etc. So varieties thereof. The third is what makes consumers buy them. So what is it? Is it a cavity protection or a freshness, etc.? When are they buying it? So is the first week of the month generally, or the end of the month, or what? So even that is very critical. That's how the advertisements burst happen. From where do they buy? What is the significance of a type of a store there? Does it influence the buying decision, etc.? And what is the frequency, etc.? This is what marketeer needs to really understand. So, touching on this, we're giving you that background. So, this is what the consumer buyer behavior is all about, and it varies. Yeah, what is important for you to know is it varies. It varies from individual to individual. Therefore, in a segment also, one need to be conscious about that segment is no doubt gives you an identity of a kind of a people who is your likely customers. But within them also, there are these dynamics. So starting from difference in the way the consumer buy, somebody prefers to go to mall only. I don't prefer to go to malls, etc. So again, the place of purchase is not relevant for me. So going there, the products are used differently. You know, I may be using only twice a day for bathing or the toothpaste twice a day. There are people who buy more, take a bath more than twice a day. Okay, luxuries, they have. May or may not consult others. Somebody is a very independent decision maker. Somebody always consults others before deciding. Come to this variation in the purchase reflects different values sought. So my purchase is linked to the values that I sort into it. And so just to give you an example, what is the value that I might have, say, for a deodorant at this age, during my professional life, for last say 10 years, 15 years, I've been using it. There this thing is like, I should not be looked down upon. There it is not a sexual orientation, or there is an orientation or a thought in the mind that I want to attract the opposite sex. It is not. There's a different value that I pursue. And I may buy from upscale store. I am all right buying it from the general store. So these are the reasons why consumer behavior differ. One need to understand these five aspects. So to moving on, the psychology of how consumers think, feel, reason about his purchase decision is different. That needs to be understood first by the marketeer. The psychology of the consumer is influenced. And the second point, the environment in his. My thinking is influenced by right from my childhood, which is my culture, my family, the peer group, etc. The media exposure that I get, the behavior of the consumers while shopping. So behavior gets influenced by various marketing bust that I have exposed myself to, which probably has consciously, subconsciously influenced my decision. Limitations of the knowledge that I have, my ability to process the knowledge, my ability to analyze and compare, etc. Those limitations also impact my decision making. I may take a very safe route, that it is better to buy from the authorized showroom, though this guy is some cheaper. Many times that happens, you must have felt that. How consumers' motivation and decision strategy. So what drives the consumer, that is a different ball game altogether. And that drive is a different decision making paradigm, which a marketeer generally tries to trigger. How marketeers can adopt and improve their marketing campaign. So all these aspects, if studied, enables the marketeer to create a communication which is going to go and reach and delivered and influencing the consumer. So that's the gist of it. Now let's have some key points about the consumer behavior. So we need to understand. First point is behavior occurs either for the individual or a group. While we are in individual, our behavior may be different. While we are in the group, our behavior is different. I may be little irritating guy, I may be little methodic guy at home, etc. But while at an organization, I will be very calm. I will show it as like I'm in command, etc. I may participate in all the activity, but at home, I may just want to relax. So the entire perspective changes. That is first aspect. Consumer behavior involves the use and disposal of products as well as the study of how they are purchased. So these are the three aspects, the use, the disposal, and how are they purchased needs to be understood. So product use determines the use. So the great interest to the marketeer, because he comes to know by this product use is going to solve which need of the consumer. So that is what is one need to know, that why are they going to use it. So that's one. The second is the disposal. The environmental impact being so degrading, even consumers have now become so conscious. So like motor oil, we today have no answer to various motor oils, various transmission oils, various automobile plastic parts, etc., or electronic garbage. How to dispose, we have no answer. They are non-biodegradable, they are spoiling the environment. But that is causing a concern among consumers. So consumers try to see that who's an environment-friendly product manufacturer. Consumers' behavior involves services and ideas as well as a tangible product. So consumer is both influenced by services, ideas, tangibility, intangibility also. The physical evidence also influences the consumer behavior. The impact of the consumer behavior on the society is also of relevance. So for example, consumption of high food fat among the kids and the junk food is causing an altogether different problem in the society. Access to easy credit. It may look like that we have evolved, we are an evolved society, but we do not know the serious repercussions that lakhs of other people are fallen into it. You know, they are into kind of a debt trap and they cannot come out of it. So that's another aspect. So consumer research becomes, therefore, now we come to a state after understanding significance of consumer behavior. Now marketers have a question as to how do we come to know all this? So that's where the answer is lies in doing a consumer research. Consumer research, which is scoped on understanding behavioral perspective, which is a stage which tries to probe various behavioral aspects of consumer. Consumer buying cycle, of course, at this stage, it is not a subject matter, but it goes through various stages like I must first feel the need, then information, comparison, then decision, etc. Now, at all this stage, what may be my behavior that needs to be understood. So this is what it encapsulates, where research tries to understand right from my purchase decision making, my post-purchase behavior and the disposal of goods and services. One must also understand the importance of research from the point of view that the consumer evaluates your product every stage. So these are those stages which has been mentioned, which is right from the pre-purchase, during the purchase and the post-purchase, and product expiry also a stage, which is like when it is coming to the expiry of the product, how does they do the disposal of it, etc. So these are the things that four stages where consumer continues to evaluate. What is important for the marketers to know is that understanding of all this will translate into what? Understand the needs to develop a better product, understand what will trigger the liking for your product or a trial of your product. So accordingly, you create your promotion. What is a communication cue that will compel him to act upon? So that's what your advertising and, you know, appeal, etc. will come into it. So this is what one must understand, any new opportunity. So market of, say, repurchase of a car. Initially, it was an individual proprietor. Later on, companies have realized, the automaker themselves, that, you know, this market is going to grow. So why not join that market? So they have started their separate, second-hand car selling, etc. So these are the ways the marketers benefit. So marketers need to understand that there are four different nature of consumers. So this one very important aspect, this in the following section, wherein you have to understand the nature of consumers. So these are the four: personal, organizational, institutional and government bodies. Each have a different objective, each have a different way of consumption, each have a different way of purchase, etc. Each gets influenced differently. So that's one aspect that we need to understand and park aside. Add to that, you know, is a classification of a consumer. So what we are trying to say, tell you is that the buyer and the consumer is not necessarily the same. So given you almost four examples, the toy for the kid is purchased by the parents. Kid doesn't know, or he is not probably asked, he is not in a position to ask. But parents feel that this is a toy that he will like. A toothpaste is a family toothpaste, then it's a purchase by maybe mother or the father who decided that this is a brand and it's a toothpaste. Everybody else is a joint user, so joint consumer, so to say. Mother buying a beauty cream suggested by the teenager. Now, this is what, it's like she has just gone and purchased it on behalf of her daughter. So she is not a buyer. Buyer is actually the daughter because she decided the brand. Father took household fire insurance based on recommendation by friends, or a pension plan based on the recommendation by the friends. So friends are the influencers. So what you need to know is the three core classification: user, buyer and the influencer. Why that has to be understood by the marketer? Because it's the marketer has to get the call for action. Now this call for action is by whom? That needs to be understood clearly. So in say previous example, daughter is suggesting a specific cold cream or specific cream to be purchased. So she is a both buyer and a consumer. Okay. While others, friends are influencing. So there are influencers who play that role. So then maybe the communication should attract those kind of a people. So those are the things that one need to really decide. There may be salt and all. I am not concerned. But yes, purity when brought out by Tata Salt, I got awakened. I asked my wife, which one are you buying? You know? All right, I hope we are buying this, because otherwise, you know, the kidney gets damaged and all what the purity, Tata Purity advertisement was talking about. So these aspects one need to really understand so that marketers' efforts will be on the right communication, get the desired call to action. So further to understand the classification of the consumers, clarity regarding who is buying, who's enabling the decision, really helps you to channelize reaching that. So here, if you see that, you know, more personal, again, the involvement, if the involvement is very close to you, if it's a very personal product, you know, where I will not tolerate any other things, then my involvement will become higher. Then I am both a buyer and a consumer. I am a consumer also. I may just give an instruction to my mother. This is a previous example I will again take, where I just told her, buy Pond's cold cream for me. So very clear instructions. Okay. When it comes to, however, say product like iPhone or Samsung mobile phone, you will also take the trouble of being present at the point of purchase, etc. So those are the aspects the marketeer must understand. So this is what this slide tells you. Earlier we tried understanding the consumer classifications. We come to understand what is the importance. So importance is put for you in three dimensions. One is the marketeers, the consumers, and the student. As a marketeer, consumer's buying process, you need to understand how does consumer go about deciding purchase in your product. That enables you to understand what are the key drivers at various stages. So is your communication attending those issues? Possible reactions to different stimuli. Consumers react differently to the various stimuli. That is a trigger that you offer. So that's where the role of appeal, etc., comes into play. The strategy that you formulate. So considering all this understanding about consumer, what is the strategy that you will have, and reach out to the consumer in a very effective manner. So that's how you will be able to, knowing their behavior, plan your communication and communication delivery strategy both. Looking at the consumers, consumers are consumption related behavior. So consumers get a freedom to behave the way he wants. So certain stimuli he will accept, certain stimuli he will reject, etc. He operates within a constraints of time, money, resource, etc. Better understanding of value proposition is what sought by him. Irrespective of his ability to understand, he at the end looks at what is good for him. So value proposition is important. Simpler in a effective way, if you deliver, it will really affect. So factor affecting the choice. So how does consumer go about deciding the choice? I have for my inherent attitude, personality, traits, etc., that will enable me to buy a specific product. So for example, for last ages, decades, my trousers are always of Sir Raymond's. Why? Reason. And if you ask me, maybe I am also not going to be able to explain you better. But it's just that quality, the feel, etc. Maybe these are some of the top two. Makes us a wiser consumer. Various understanding, knowledge, comparisons, decides. For students, there are many. And because it is the interdisciplinary science, as I told you, psychology, physiology, so those aspects are really anthropology, economics also comes into play, knowledge of marketing adds to that. So that's what today consumer buyer is therefore a multidisciplinary, multi-industry and most sought after science or an art by the industry. We will now understand, having understood those aspects, clearly, these are the points we will detail understanding we will take. Shorter product life cycle, environmental constraints, etc. So this is what we have covered earlier. So let's get into them. So I'm not repeating them. One by one, we try to cover. Shorter product life cycle. Why? What is happening? So today, in the face of a new technology revolutions, etc., more and more new products are coming in. As a result, the existing product life cycle is not very long. So that under that you have to manage your not only launching and the recovery. So what is another aspect of it? Your pace of development of a new product also has to be equally faster. Regularly modify the existing product, find out new product. How can you create a competitive pressure continuously in the market so that you stand out? Maybe the development of substitutes taking place. So how will you defend yourself? So these are the challenges that a marketeer needs to overcome as when he faces the shorter product life cycle as a challenge. So that's why understanding consumer behavior is important. Second is environmental concerns. We all are gradually getting environmental conscious. So we want to defy the manufacturer who's not, from our knowledge point of view, and we are therefore moving away. So air conditioners were compelled to change the type of a gas that they were using. We are more preferring biodegradable products, etc., environment friendly detergents, etc. So look at the change, then increase interest in the protections. Consumers are today driven by incentives, offers, what is emotionally shown to him, etc. They are not very conversant with the side effects or derogatory effects of it. This has been misused by many advertisers, manufacturers, etc. Therefore, there are plenty of legislations and rules are in place. As a result, also it is important for you to understand the consumer behavior. Public policy concerns, very intense competition, mass advertising, severity of availability of substitutes, etc. Consumers get swayed away by sometime wrong claim or a wrong, you know, offer, etc. That's where Advertising Standard Council of India, ASCI, is working with the member advertising agency and the advertiser to have an ethical advertising practices, do not address it to the children, vulnerable group, etc. So those are the aspects which is a reason for you to understand the importance. Growth of service marketing. Entire Indian economy over a 3 period has shifted from being an agriculture oriented company to a service oriented industry or country, so to say. Earlier, service was a poor ratio. Today, service sector accounts for 57% of the gross domestic product, GDP. So you see that our Indian economy has now majorly become a service driven, and it is expected in within next 10 years, this will be at least 70%. Service industry has its own challenges, intangibility, personal attention and whatnot. And so this requires a better understanding of a consumer behavior. Non-profit marketing. You see that lot of NGOs, lot of non-profit oriented activities are happening around us. Government legislation, which is compelling company to spend 2% of his net profit after sale behind social responsibility, is also bringing this change. So this as a change, what it requires is a focus towards understanding how consumer is going to behave in such a area. They also need to understand consumer behavior, how to get money to support their activity, which is good activity, but they will also need a money to survive. International marketing, growth of availability of a statistical power unit for a quick analysis, real-time analysis, all this needs a proper understanding of a consumer behavior to translate into your competitive advantage and develop your marketing strategies to differentiate yourself in the market. So this is the reason why we must understand the importance of consumer behavior. Now we come to understand the forces that drive the change in consumer behavior. What makes consumer change his behavior, you know, which may be favoring you or which may not be favoring you. So these are the aspects which is there: environmental changes, social and cultural factors, better variety of products, and the media. Sub points are given. We will of course try and understand this. So environmental changes are like a rising personal disposable income. My income is growing. The ability to spend more on something is going up. This may be the pre-COVID, post-COVID, we all are wondering. Facilities to finance the purchases. So there's so many places that it is so easy to buy. And a credit is available, impromptu credit is available. Rural India is thriving, they are growing, their wealth is, they are now want to put into, they also want to enjoy life, etc. Social and culturally, like the global village is emerging, families are getting nuclearized, small and small family, lot of urbanization taking place, dual income household, many households, there are more than one member earning, etc. This and similar such aspects are driving the change in consumer buyer behavior. Besides what we studied earlier, these are other factors that drive the change. Starts with the media boom. So many media access I have today, you know, and I'm getting information, stimuli. Socio-cultural bondings are different now. Relationships are changing. Third is the corporate activity, products and promotions. Corporates have an access to so many medias to reach out to you and meet you at your touch points, etc. Corporates believe in investing into social responsibility, corporates believe in producing environment friendly goods, etc. Economic prosperity. So all around India's GDP growth and the rising income, disposable income availability, availability of finance is really making a life change, which is prompting consumer behavior change. So one need to understand the forces. Now, application of consumer buyer behavior to strategic marketing. So through this graph, we will try to quickly understand this. You have consumer, an individual consumer here. You have environmental forces, various aspects that we have understood. that determines his preferences, likes, dislikes, etc. While you release your marketing communication, various marketing strategies that you put into place, including influencing the consumer behavior, what happens is a consumer decision making gets facilitated, which is this, you know, that gets facilitated, and that facilitation will lead to a consumer response. Now, consumer response will be dependent on whether that facilitation is favorable or unfavorable towards you. If favorable, he will purchase the goods. If it's unfavorable, he will not buy. Both is a feedback to you. The marketer gets a feedback. So that feedback he can translate into modifying his strategy. On the other end, if he has purchased, etc., consumer gets a feedback which is a post-purchase feedback. So he will now determine whether his decision was right or wrong. And accordingly, he will talk to people and the society around. He will also question his decision at the time of disposal, whether he has a help available or whether he struggled to dispose his product when the expiry has come, etc. So now you understand that the consumer is constantly under the behavioral stress. He is constantly working within his frame of mind. His behaviors are the result of his frame of mind. Now that frame of mind is nothing but the science of strategic marketing. Marketers must understand what state of mind or what is the frame of mind consumer is in at the various stages. Is that frame of mind favoring him? If yes, fine, utilize it. If no, influence it. Because frame of mind or frame of reference can be changed as through the marketing communication, etc. So you influence it. And when you influence towards you, at every stage you get a feedback. Feedback enables you to remodify product, remodify your strategy, tactics, etc. And at a consumer end, he also faces a challenges of validating his decision after he purchases it. So that stage also marketer need to be consciously monitoring. You probably cannot help him other way, but at least be with him, join him, you know, support him if you can. So that's a strategic aspect of a consumer buying behavior application in marketing. Moving on, so we try to understand now this section a little more in detail. Industrialization has led to the use of advertising. When industrialization, the introduction of machines and all have started, the production capability has multiplied. So you could produce more, but then you need to sell that more, you know, sell that to whom? The people, the mass. Now how to reach out to the masses? The advertising. Then came the competition started increasing. So when not only you, now others also started producing the same goods. So now the consumer end has a choice to buy your goods, to buy his goods. So what has happened? Your advertising and all was very USP specific, unique selling proposition, etc. So the consumers became very product oriented, you know, they also started looking at product as a product, etc. However, this started changing when consumer had more than one, you know, competition around. Few competitors started realizing that instead of pushing customers to, you know, buy specific things, it is very critical for him to create a need in the mind of the consumer. He has to understand the need, develop a product that meets his need, then tell consumer, okay, I have a solution that meets your need, and then let consumer decide, let consumer pull. You know, so that's where the whole science has changed to a, being a consumer-centric approach to selling, which is nothing but a marketing comes into picture. So extensive research, therefore, is becoming a primary need of an hour. So research only can give you the idea about what is playing in the mind of consumer, because it's a behavioral, psychological, psychographic aspects. So, and believe me, within the same segment profile, the behavior of an individual may vary differently. There are two collegians. So your profile wise, they are same age group. They may be doing MBA, etc. But the behavior will be different. What I'm trying to tell you. So marketers also need to therefore discover that to develop a new product, to develop a new communication, to develop a new marketing strategy, he needs to understand what is the major part of the consumer behavior, whether that is favoring or not favoring him, and accordingly, whether the challenge is to leverage existing positive behavioral connotation, or you have to influence and change that attitude or the consumer behavior favoring you. So those are the challenges marketers will be able to handle. All other groundworks on the segmentation, targeting, etc., there also consumer behavior definitely helps. So we overall understood the application of a consumer buyer behavior in strategic marketing. Thank you.